Are there any dangers for people who are playing around with this if they don't know what they're doing?
I think that the only danger is in my experience, and I suppose I harp on this, but you're exploring uncharted, for you, uncharted, dark, unfamiliar places. And I don't mean scary, but I mean unknown places. And to that degree, you need to actually contact some kind of a dream teacher. Now, whether you call that a spiritual traveler, a guide, a guardian angel, spirit guide, whatever I call this a dream teacher.
Non-human. Scary.
Non-human. Although I had the strange thing of actually seeing things, including my guide, later in the physical world from time to time, and I have witnesses that'll attest that they've seen it also.
How do you find your guide? I mean, how do you summon the person up?
Summon is probably not it. I think the thing to do is, like everything else, it's your active imagination, and what you need to do is spend a certain amount of time before you get into the dream state, setting up with conscious intent, through creative visualization, what kind of guidance you need, you know, and what kind of guide you need. Do you need someone who's going to take you places? Do you need someone who's going to teach you a certain thing? Do you need a scientific teacher? Do you need someone who wants to teach you about nature? I mean, there are different dream teachers, and I think they're really universal archetypes available to all of us inside. It's like your inner guide, you know.
I want one to tell me what's going to happen in 2012 when the Mayan calendar ends.
I suppose you could get one for that, but you'd have to creatively visualize that kind of dream teacher, and if you put enough energy into it, and there are techniques, you know, then you can get it.
Can you give someone techniques tonight that they can use before they go to bed, and would it work for them, or does it take time?
As far as summoning, creative visualizing a dream teacher, the trick really is to get a clear concept, and I always say not words, but symbols.
But you're saying you have to have the teacher first before you can do this?
But in my experience, you just float around like a lost fool in your dreams, which is why a lot of people have just random, confused dreams, even when they're lucid dreaming, because they really have no sense of where they're going or what they're doing. You know, it's uncharted. It's new. It's the undiscovered country.
All right. Well, let's find the teacher, the helper, the dream mentor. How do we do that, first of all? Can we write these things down?
Sure.
All right.
You creatively visualize. What you need to do is get clear your mind, tune out all the external distractions.
How do you do that?
What you do is you begin to strip away the sensory overload that bombards you, and that's really what drives your rational brain, this kind of endless mind loop that processes information of smells and what you hear and what you see. You need to actually begin to tune out the outer physical sensory perception that you're taking in.
Well, what if you've had a bad day, Vaughn, and you're thinking about your day that you had or your work day tomorrow?
Yeah.
You're saying cleanse yourself of that.
Cleanse yourself. And to that same degree, then you begin cleansing yourself of the internal chatter that runs our minds. And you do this by absolutely clearing the slate. My favorite technique is to visualize a clean white slate.
Okay.
Or if that doesn't work, a clean blackboard.
Do they still have chalkboards in schools?
I don't know. They have those white eraser boards, so I use that analogy now.
Everything's changed.
Yeah, and wait till it becomes everywhere, not just you know, something that's measurable, a flat surface, but wait till that white blank slate inside your head is.
Do they have bathrooms everywhere in schools, or are they outhouses? I just don't know. It's been a long
They're
time.
They're in-houses.
Okay, so you visualize, let's say, a slate or a board or chalkboard or something like that. All right, what do you do with it?
When you feel that you have tuned out the external distractions and you have tuned out the internal chatter and you see the clear board, then you begin to creatively visualize with symbolic pictures what you need. The need for someone to teach me about, well, let's say, your past life. You want to explore your past life.
Okay, that's a good. Let's key in on that.
That's a good one.
All right.
So then you begin to visualize, without getting into particulars like hair color or anything, but
yeah.
You begin to visualize that I need a teacher that will help me in my dream explore this.
Okay.
A guide, if you will.
What was I? Who was I in a past life?
Who was I? And who was I? And I need a guide. Now, here's the important thing. People forget there's really many parts to creative visualization. This is where most people fail, is they want something, they desire something, they want it really, really bad, and they wonder why they can't get it. Well, when you begin to get it is when people pull back, and that by that I mean you have to conceive of what you want, perceive it in your mind's eye, and then you achieve it. In other words, it's going to happen. Believe it's going to happen, and then believe it when it happens.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually a four-step thing. So a lot of people, they'll get very close to actually achieving their creative visualization. Let's say the guide begins to enter their mind's eye, their dream, and then they don't accept it, they don't believe it, and they pull back and they say, "Oh, what was that?" Well, come on, let's go all the way. You see?
Right. Follow through.
Follow through with the creative visualization. Then the other important thing with creative visualization, summoning a dream teacher, is that you have to actually drive the conscious intent with the full power of your will. And I think this sounds a little bit corny, but we're not talking about willpower like, I have willpower to stop smoking.
Right.
Or
or ambition.
I'm willful or something. This is a very different thing. This is an area. Let's visualize it in the lower abdomen. This is what drives our desire with force, full force of intent, and it actually is a driving force to give our intent actual energy.
All right.
This is the Raja Yoga portion of my formula.
Okay.
But it is important to actually energize your conscious intent. So it isn't just a wish.
No.
Otherwise, a creative visualization is just a wish.
But by doing this, are you tapping into something where this helper mm-hmm. picks up on your thoughts and your feelings and kind of shows up?
The beauty is that you could almost count on this person showing up. You almost can raise your hand and this person will grab your hand because.
Do you see them physically in your mindset?
Yes, I physically see them very clearly, in great detail, and they have personality. They're all quite unique characters.
Really?
Yes, and the beauty of this is as far as them being universal archetypes is that if you think about it, a lot of people have actually had kind of the same dream teacher. Many people have this experience where they will, in their dream at one time or another, go into a classroom. And very often it's described as all white, many doors, very often circular or semicircular doors
mm-hmm.
opening out. People are seated usually on the floor in a circle. Someone comes out from the outer circle, usually through a door, very often wearing something like a white tunic, will sit down in the middle and speak to everyone simultaneously, and everyone in the room gets something else, something unique for that person.
Now, this helper is not what we call a guardian angel, or is it?
Well, I've often been asked that, and I'd accept that. It's everyone's symbols get in the way, and everyone has their own orientation, Everyone who enters the dream is going to bring with him or her their own frame of reference,
right?
And if for you it's the guardian angel, I think that would be a very suitable.
Okay. So what you're saying though is it doesn't matter what it is.
What you call them.
Yeah, or what you call them.